Hey, Rich Eisen here. I hear from a lot of business owners like you about the work it takes to pursue your passions. So I know how important it is to have the tools that can help keep you moving forward. And with access to world-class business and travel benefits, the American Express Business Platinum Card helps you take your business to the next level. It offers a flexible spending limit that adapts with your business. Plus, you'll have complimentary access to more than 1,400 airport lounges worldwide, including the Centurion Lounge, so you can keep running your business while you're on the go. See how the Amex Business Platinum Card gives business owners like you the tools and rewards to do more of what you love. Not all purchases will be approved. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/AmexBusiness.
If your job at a healthcare facility includes disinfecting against viruses, you know prevention is the best medicine. And maintaining healthy spaces starts with a healthy cleaning routine. Grainger's world-class supply chain helps ensure you have the quality products you need when you need them. From disinfectants and cleaning supplies to personal protective equipment, so you can help deliver a clean bill of health. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
With the first pick, the Tennessee Titans select.
Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
We knew that they were going to take Cam Ward if they were at number one. To me, that signaled when they respectfully canceled the private workout with Shador that we're not even open for business with the number one pick to trade out of.
Today's guests, former NFL general manager Mike Mayock, Michigan running back Donovan Edwards, actor Titus Welliver. Plus, your phone calls, latest news, and more. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
Well, that's true.
Welcome to this edition of the Rich Eisen Show.
That's a true
weird way to start the program,
you're,
I understand.
You're Rich Eisen.
I'm here, you're there. 844-204-RICH is the number to dial right here on the Roku Sports Channel, Infinity Sports Network, Sirius XM, Odyssey, and more. Thrilled to be here with you on this Tuesday. Lots going on in the sports world. 9 days away from the National Football League draft. Mike Mayock's going to be first up in 20 minutes' time. One of my favorite running backs in the history of Michigan Wolverine football, Donovan Edwards, is going to be joining us in hour number two. And then back on the Rich Eisen Show to talk about the final three episodes of the history of the highly successful program on Prime Video, Bosch Legacy. Titus Welliver will be here in studio. And if I recall, Chris, he's a fellow Masshole, I do believe.
I think you're right about
okay,
that.
Okay, so
yeah.
Yeah, he's Titus.
Good man.
Titus will be joining us. Good to see you.
Hey, where good to you see are. You. Rich, we're nine Drew Brees days away.
Aha. Very good. Good to see you, Mike Del Tufo.
Good morning, Rich.
Do we get you all week?
Technically.
What technically?
Hold on.
I mean, either you're here or you're not.
Tomorrow, I technically may be here, may not be here.
Okay.
In the morning.
Good to know.
Technically,
well, in the morning, this is
you
great.
You lose me Thursdays and Fridays. You basically lose me Thursday and Friday.
I shouldn't have led with that.
No,
I'm sorry, Rich.
Definitely not.
T.J. Jefferson.
Yeah, man.
He's wearing a Met hat and a hoodie.
What's
his Juan Soto hit his second home run of the year. He hit his second home run of the year in what, in game 15? Is that what it is? Game 16?
Don't worry about
it.
That's
all it was.
Just know there's more to come, all right? So to wear a hoodie, we wear a hoodie.
This is great.
So the hoodie season. Let's go.
Okay. Check the
Soho.
How long has Soto hoodie season?
Yep,
has been called.
I'm gonna trademark that.
Literally his first home run in April.
That's fine.
Unbelievable. It's great. Baseball's a wonderful.
He's
sport.
Only making $350 million per home run.
Hey, okay. Stay out of his pockets. All right.
Ohtani hit his fifth last night.
But his home runs just sound. I know we've said this before.
By the way,
they sound different.
They do.
They don't just sound different. You know how I knew he hit it? Because Coop put the game on in one room, and I heard the crowd noise.
Yeah.
And it's just when he hits a baseball, it's different. In Dodger Stadium.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, all right. We'll talk about that another time.
Yard twice.
Well, you know, maybe we'll talk about it a little bit later.
Dodgers undefeated.
We weren't going to lead with it, so we're not going to do it. But I'll do it later on. I got an Ohtani question to ask everybody here in the studio. How's that for a tease?
I like it.
I like that.
844-204-RICH being the number to tell on the program. The football world, as we all know, convenes in Green Bay, Wisconsin next week, including this program. Our show is going to be emanating next Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday from Green Bay. It's the draft. It's another NFL draft. And and we're hunting and pecking for news here. And I think we found another big piece, to use the phrase that we heard down the toll road in Chicago years ago, when Dr. Richard Kimball left the phone unhooked in the apartment of the one-armed man. Big piece. Found a big piece.
I don't know why that was so funny, but
I'm just trying to weave a tapestry.
You can never mention enough fugitive.
It was it was the one-armed man.
It wasn't me.
Well, I mean, Shedeur Sanders has two arms.
He does.
And and he's using the throwing one one more time for the New York Giants, who are apparently going to go to Chicago. Oh, I mean, maybe. To Colorado, pardon me, for him. I guess New York is taking one last tire kick on Shedeur Sanders because they know Cam Ward's gone, if that was their interest. Again, when somebody has a pro day and the team with the first overall pick sends every human being in their organization, essentially, that can fog up a mirror, that has any choice in the matter as to who they're taking or how they're going to support it socially, spiritually, public relations-wise. If that team sends every such person to the pro day, and then a day later cancels the private workout of the other top quarterback available in the draft, kind of gives you an indication. That's a big piece. We're leaving the phone unhooked in the one-armed man's apartment there. That the Titans are going to take him, and everything that I'm hearing now, 9 days before the draft, literally every human being who I'm talking to about next week. Possibilities, or what are people talking about? What are people thinking? That free football world believes the Cleveland Browns are taking Travis Hunter second overall. And, you know, it's funny, for weeks we're like, hey, the draft starts with the Browns. Now everybody kind of thinks the draft starts with the Giants. Right now, 9 days before the draft, it's going to go Cam Ward, it's going to go Travis Hunter. And unless the Titans go and get really creative and take Travis Hunter first overall, because he is the most unique football player I have seen. And as you know, when you say most unique, it's redundant. Unique already shows how unique you are. It is that we're now being redundant. That's how unique Travis Hunter is.
So why don't they take him, Rich?
Great question.
Great
question.
I don't understand this.
Great question.
Throw a wrench into this whole thing.
Like, hey, all you ever hear is this kid on both sides of the ball. He's a unicorn. You've never seen anything like him.
Correct.
I've never heard one great explanation why Cam Ward's number one.
You are not wrong.
So
every word, preach.
Take Hunter.
Well, because then you're maybe leaving yourself open at the most important position. Because if Travis Hunter, let's just say you choose offense for him. Who's throwing the ball? Do you trust Will Levis to do that sort of thing? Or do you hold back in the second round, you take somebody? I don't know. Or do you go hog wild and call up Atlanta and say, what do you want for Kirk Cousins? And you take him and you get Kirk Cousins for the final days of his career. And you get Travis Hunter hooking up with Calvin Ridley. And then you got Travis Hunter hooking up with L'Jarius Sneed, and you lock it all down.
Ooh, that seems like a pretty
these
good work, idea.
These are ideas. These are what we call ideas. Now, if something like that happens, you know, as you know, I was just gesturing with my hand and then lost the pen out of my left hand. And I appreciate you guys not reacting to that sort of thing. You know, everybody just saw it. Radio audience, I did that. I would drop everything if something like that happens.
And you literally
9
did.
Days from now. But let's just, for you know what's and giggles at this point in time, just go chalky. And that's what I'm hearing. And now the Giants are just saying one last look at Shedeur. And let's just figure that piece out. And if they do come up with an idea that this kid is worthy of the third overall pick in the draft, and you send Son of Prime to New York City, you've got to kick the tire on that sort of thing. You've got to figure this thing out, because he is got, again, I understand, we didn't see any championships from him in Colorado. Let's not forget, He was at the very beginning of a program build in Colorado. One win comes from Jackson State with his dad, and they start winning football games. And I understand he also showed you the most important aspect, in my estimation, of quarterbacking, which is that you can take the beating and not laying it on your teammates publicly. I'm telling you, when you draft a son of Sanders, you might think, oh, he's not serious because you think the dad wasn't ever serious. But what this kid is going to come in to the league with is a toughness and a professionalism and a sizzle. And if you think that that kid can fit into your system and make Malik Nabers more of a star and light up Broadway and bring a talent like this to New York, and I'll tell you, Deion will show up where his son is when he's free. And you want to bring this into the mix and bring the Sanders show to New York City. Got to take a look at it. Got to kick the tire on it. Got to figure it out. And that's what that makes sense. Now, I know what you're thinking, Chris. This is the way Abdul Carter winds up in New England.
Oh, come on. I think this is the perfect move by the New York Football Giants. Good this one. Is genius.
Keep
Anytime you have a chance to take son of prime,
it's wonderful.
And it could potentially be a generational type quarterback.
Wind him up.
And you know
that
this person, in the history of their life and all the things they've experienced and witnessed firsthand, can handle the supreme pressure of New York City.
And you know what you're saying is true
and
anyway.
And the pressure cooker
I know
that
it's not,
that city and the media and all
like
the hype like can thrust upon a person who cannot handle it.
Ladies
We've seen it time and time again. Players go into this situation, into this volcano, and they get erupted and explode, and they can't handle it in their mouth. So,
yes,
you have to do this.
Nice.
Have
it's
to do this.
It's not a lie. If you believe
it's genius by the New York Giants. I love this pick. I cannot wait for it. And I will celebrate it immensely
in nine
Drew Brees days
from now. Ladies and gentlemen, well done.
Thank you.
He's still basking in the afterglow of Rory McIlroy.
As he should.
The career championship.
I watched nothing but Rory McIlroy videos on my drive to work this morning.
I appreciate that.
I wish you think about what you're
watching videos on a drive to work.
That's not what I meant.
What were you sitting in the back of your Maybach with being taken to the store?
Yeah.
Did he got dropped to the Piggly Wiggly first? Is that what it was?
That's not what I meant.
Okay. Driving Mr. Brockman?
I think Jake's going to be looking for you on the way home. And I don't mean cold.
Do you realize I'm making one 80s pop culture reference after another?
I'm listening.
You are rich. Yeah.
I'm locked in.
80s were a great time.
They were.
Take Shador. It's a genius pick.
And that would be a wild top of the draft. That Shador goes third overall after all. What is the Shador?
I thought you were going to ask for betting odds.
No. I mean, you could do it. Again. What did I see? Somebody put Shador in a sixth round grade or something like that? Did I see that?
Oh, gosh. Come on. Really?
It's just a lot of hatred out there.
Like a very well-known quarterbacks coach did that.
A sixth round grade.
By the way, put his name to it. I believe it was Quincy Avery who did that.
Oh, okay.
Put his name to it.
Shador has the
instead of the usual unnamed
source.
Uh-huh. At least put a name to it. So,
Plus 440, Shador to go third overall.
What is that? Can you?
If you bet,
$10. Every single time I say,
you'll get $44 back.
In terms of the math, but like, what does that mean? Does that mean it's not likely or it's likely or
good?
Who's more likely? What is Abdul Carter better?
Abdul Carter -220.
Okay, so everybody thinks Abdul Carter is going to be third overall.
Bet $22.
And by the way, I mean, if the Giants go and get Abdul Carter and say, by the way, that's Brian Burns, that Kayvon Thibodeau.
They don't have a spot for him. Why would they take him?
What do you mean they don't have a spot for him?
Well, yeah, they already have a couple of edge rushers.
Okay,
they don't have a spot for him. What are you going to draft this kid third overall and then have him on the bench?
It's not over.
Mr. Carter going to New York. I'm with you on that.
Thank you, TJ.
Okay. Everybody.
Okay.
I'm sure Drew Bledsoe and Julian Edelman would bless him to wear number 11. It's totally fine.
Okay. Maybe they would. I don't know. It's not retired, right?
It's not.
You know, it's retired. Shedeur Sanders' numbers are going to be retired. Or they did retire. Did they do that?
They're going to.
And Travis Hunter?
At the spring game.
Travis Hunter should be first overall. The Dallas Cowboys should trade up to go get him.
Stop it!
I'm serious, man.
I'm bringing out the kendo stick.
I love when Rich goes.
Stop doing that. Me and Monaco are losing our minds back there. It can't happen.
I'm calling my shot. Because tonight's the play-in tournament game.
I just threatened Richard
on the east side of things, right?
East side.
Okay, 7-8 versus 9-10. We'll come on the air and talk about the interest of it, even though the stats don't exist.
Yeah, Hawks Magic and then Grizzlies Warriors.
Great. I'm sure it'll be some.
Great.
Well, it's not on the east side. Grizzlies Warriors not on the east side.
No, I thought they were both east games. It's not. It's 1-1.
Right. So great. There'll be lots to talk about on tomorrow's program. The 7-8 games are tonight.
7-8.
Right? Okay. And so got it. But I'll tell you right now, I'm going to call my shot. Travis Hunter is going to lead this program a lot over the next 7 days.
He's the best player in the draft.
I mean, Mayock's about to join us. And here's what we're going to do at a mic. We're going to try and don't give it away.
Are you Jedi mind tricking him?
It seems like
Don't give it away. But I think we're going to be able to cobble together over Mike's two final appearances before the draft an actual mock draft out of him.
This isn't the mock draft you're looking for.
Every pick.
This is the mock draft you're looking for. Yeah, right. I'm total Jedi mind trick,
not
Mike
mock
Mayock.
Draft season.
All first round picks.
He hasn't zoomed in yet, right? Because so we can talk right
no,
now.
No, he's not in yet. He's not in yet. We still got color bars.
Because he did one through nine the other day.
Yeah.
I think we're gonna get 10 through 20 from him.
Look at that.
There it is, right there. Okay.
Look at that.
Oh, and we're calling it a mock
no,
draft.
No, can we say not mock like Mike yeah. Mayock's not NFL not mock draft?
No, no. We're calling
it's
a mock
not,
draft.
It's not his mock draft.
Mike's gonna see
oh,
this.
We gotta fix that.
He's gonna do 10 through 20. But we put it out one more time there, because he's got Jahad Campbell, who I believe is on Thursday's program as a Saint. We are gonna lead off the conversation. Does Derek Carr's injury leave this now a question mark? Would they, if Shador drops to 9, would he go there?
Well, Shador's going third, so
oh, got it.
Really,
the bit
can't really
just
drop.
Doesn't end.
Drop to 9.
Got it. Jalen Ramsey's apparently wanting out of Miami, and they're going to accommodate him. Man, there's lots to talk about on this show. Oh, and Ohio State's national championship trophy got broken in two. You know we got to talk. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. That's all I
got
to say.
When I got
Stop. Because we got to be on time for Mike.
True.
But you know you're going to want to stay tuned for that segment.
Absolutely.
End of this hour. You know it. And we all know it. And it's tax day. So
worst day of the year.
Well,
terrible.
It's tax day, everybody. Unless so we're going to do what's the one thing in sports taxing you the most?
Oh, I got
844-204 Rich number to dial on that. It's called a call to action, people.
Too many.
All right. Titus Welliver in studio hour 3. Donovan Edwards, whose national championship trophy stayed in one piece, will be joining us in hour number 2. Oh, this is just going to be delicious. But Mike Mayock, don't tell him we're trying to get a mock draft out of him. That's next. This is the Rich Eisen Show.
Hey, Rich Eisen here. I hear from a lot of business owners like you about the work it takes to pursue your passions. So I know how important it is to have the tools that can help keep you moving forward. And with access to world-class business and travel benefits, the American Express Business Platinum Card helps you take your business to the next level. It offers a flexible spending limit that adapts with your business. Plus, you'll have complimentary access to more than 1,400 airport lounges worldwide, including the Centurion Lounge, so you can keep running your business while you're on the go. See how the Amex Business Platinum Card gives business owners like you the tools and rewards to do more of what you love. Not all purchases will be approved. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/AmexBusiness.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Annie's first oil change wasn't as hard as she thought, because she went to AutoZone, where a friendly AutoZoner helped her find the right oil and save on an oil filter. He explained the job and showed her free how-tos on AutoZone.com. When she was done, AutoZone recycled her old oil for free. No hassles, just help. Everything you need, nothing you don't.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Zone. Restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. We know just how fast your life moves. You have bills to pay, mouths to feed, and not a lot of free time. That's why we created an all-in-one banking experience that lets you keep on banking on. It can save you time and money with new lightning-fast direct deposit setup, and it offers checking accounts with ATM refunds and no service fees. Plus, whether you have credit or not, you can build your credit score with the new ability to report on-time bill payments. And with personalized financial insights on My Making Sense, the ability to view all your accounts in one place, custom notifications, and 24/7 fraud protection, you can get a full picture of your finances. So if you want an all-in-one banking experience that lets you keep on banking on, sign up today. Learn more at NavyFederal.org. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Insured by NCUA. Back here on the show, Radio Audience will join in less than 2 minutes time. Let's pop Mike up first up. Hey, Mike, good to see you, sir.
Rich.
Listen, before we start, I know you evaluate everything, and you are also a golfer. What did you think of Rory? What did you think of the final day of the Masters, Mike? What did you think of that?
I was kind of glued to it for 5 hours.
Yeah, me too, man.
I mean, they teed off, the leaders teed off at 2:30,
yep.
And Rory doubles one, and, you know, all of a sudden, now we got a battle, and we're going, oh, no, what's going to happen? Is Rory going to choke? And for 5 hours, you watched Rory try to choke, yeah, and then make crazy, crazy, wonderful shots after he chokes. I've always been amazed and fascinated, I guess a better word, watching world-class athletes under the most highly pressurized situations of pressure there can be.
Right.
And I can't imagine a more highly a situation that one guy could be in more than the one Rory was in. And, gosh, I just love seeing him make that final putt.
Oh, my God. Also, my heart was in my throat. I literally screamed at this television set when he decelled on 13, right? And then he makes then he's like, screw it, I'm not laying up on 15. And he makes the shot of his life until the shot of his life happened on 17. And then the shot of his life on the second time on 18. And then the other shots, like he missed the eagle putt that could have wrapped it, right? Yeah. And he missed the birdie on 16. Oh, my God.
Rich, he hit gap wedge from 124 yards into the bunker on 18.
Oh, that one too.
Like, how does a pro do that?
I know. And then win the career grand slam at the end of the day anyway. I knew you'd have some. I was the same way, man. I was totally, totally glued to the TV set. Yeah. Back on the Rich Eisen Show Radio Network, sitting at the Rich Eisen Show desk, furnished by Grainger with supplies and solutions for every industry. Grainger has the right product for you. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. It's been a fun draft season so far with my buddy Mike Mayock, who's back here on the Rich Eisen Show 9 days before we start to get some answers in Green Bay, Wisconsin. Good to see you, Mike. How are you, sir?
Hey, man, I'm happy to be here. Thank you.
Oh, this has been so much fun. So first order business is the last time we spoke together, you were going through the top 10 picks of this year's draft, you know, and we don't call it a mock draft with you, Mike. Here's what we're calling. Hold on a minute. Put it up on the screen. We're calling it the Mike Mayock draft. That's what it is. that's what it is. It's the Mike Mayock draft. And you had Jihad Campbell going to the Saints at 9. The Derek Carr news that it appears he might not be able to play in 2025. Does that affect anything you think in the Saints draft room strategy-wise here, Mike?
I think the only people that really know that are in that building. And when they acquired Derek, keep in mind that he had an AC joint problem in his shoulder in 23. The Saints are very aware about it, were very aware about it. I don't think it's a surprise. I think what intrigues me about it is that it just came out so publicly right now before the draft. So I don't know if I don't know, A, the severity of it. I don't know, B, how content or not content Derek is in New Orleans. I do know that New Orleans restructured his entire contract, more cap room, which means they've effectively married him because they already paid out the entire contract for this year, all except for, you know, the veteran minimum of $1.2 million. So I think there's a lot more behind the scenes than we're aware of right now. And I'm not sure it affects their pick at number nine. I don't think Mickey Loomis is a panic guy. And right now I've got, in my mind, it's the top defensive player. They might go with a corner there. They could go with a defensive tackle, but I've got him going with the best player left on my board at that point on the defensive side, which is Jihad Campbell.
So you think that with the knowledge already about Carr's shoulder baked in, it's more of a, you know, and again, I'm reading into what you're saying. You can obviously tell me. It's more of a Spencer Rattler versus Shedeur Sanders question than Derek Carr question, you think, Mike?
I think at this point there are a couple things, Rich. One is, what is the veteran quarterback market? And it's decimated. You know, Cleveland signed Flacco this past week. You know, you're looking at what, Carson Wentz or Ryan Tannehill at this point. The Kirk Cousins thing as a division rival, doubtful, highly.
Right. And it's not just any division rival too, man.
Right.
Like, a warm place would have to freeze over before Atlanta and New Orleans did anything, right? You know, to help each other out.
Yeah. So I kind of go, okay, at that point, if they were already going to take a quarterback at nine, if he was available, I don't think this changes it. And if they weren't going to take a quarterback at nine, I'm not sure this changes it either, because then they're reaching for a quarterback they didn't think highly enough of prior to that. So I kind of look at it and say, you know, I think those second and third day quarterbacks are in play for a lot of people.
Mike Mayock here on the Rich Eisen Show. Okay, so the Bears sitting at 10 on the board that you currently have set up. What do you think they're going to do here, Mike?
We talked briefly last week about it, Rich, and I'm not changing my thought process. I love Tyler Warren there. You know, I'm a Cole Kmet fan, but I love both of them in the game at the same time. I love a quarterback right now. He's got DeAndre Swift in the backfield. He's loaded at wideout. They just upgraded the interior offensive line, and you've got to continue to help this kid play at a higher level. And I think a guy with the unique skill set of Tyler Warren from Penn State does that. He can line him up everywhere. He's built more like a Gronkowski than a smaller, quicker tight end. He's not afraid to block. You can move him like a Swiss Army knife all over, fullback, Y, wing back. You know, he was a shotgun guy at Penn State. I'm not sure he's going to be in the shotgun there. But at the end of the day, I love the fit.
Okay. Now the 49ers are sitting there at 11.
Yep.
What do you think they're going to do here, Mike?
You know, this is a season of transition for them. They've let go a lot of high-priced veterans. In free agency, they signed a lot of kind of rotational backups, not starters. So this draft, they've got 11 picks in this draft, two in the third, two in the fourth. This is a kind of a huge draft in their franchise right now. They've got to take advantage of it. I think they look at this and they go, okay, what do we need here? D-line, O-line for sure, but no corners are off the board. And I think you can look at Will Johnson, and I think you can look at Jahdae Barron. And I think Barron, with the versatility of playing outside or nickel, and being a little cleaner, he's run his 40. He's done all the things that Will Johnson hasn't coming off injury. I like Jahdae Barron at that point to San Francisco.
So you think that would be the choice there? And the fact that Barron has done all of it and has given a clearer picture is what wins the day there. All right, now the Cowboys are on the clock, Mike Mayock. What happens with the Dallas Cowboys here? 12.
Oh, boy. Dallas has 10 picks, nobody in the fourth. Obviously, I think they have four needs: corner, defensive tackle, running back, wide out. I think they could trade down, but the ability to sit here and stick and pick and augment what they have already with CeeDee Lamb, I'm going with Matthew Golden.
You like that? You go, and why Golden over, say, Omarion Hampton here? What do you think there?
I think Golden, I love Omarion Hampton. And I think the running back class is so deep. You can come back around in the second or third round and get a running back that you love. So I'm not worried about them finding a running back, even though Hampton's a consideration for me. If Genty was here, I might be more tempted. But the ability to sit here and take the first wide receiver in the draft and put every team in the league, especially those NFC East rivals, on notice that now we got two guys that can fly. We got two guys that can run routes. We, you know, this kid ran 4.29. He's quick. He catches everything. He's an advanced route runner. You line him up with CeeDee Lamb. I think there's a different look next year with those two lining up wide.
Okay. So now the Miami Dolphins are on the clock at 13th overall. And I'm wondering if this might also include the news today, the wrinkle that the Dolphins and Jalen Ramsey appear to be on the outs and willing to separate and give Ramsey an opportunity to find a different place of employment. Would this be now the Michigan corner, Will Johnson, if that does happen, or no, Mike?
I think Will Johnson is in play regardless. Obviously, if the plan is to move on in that building, if something happens and you're able to move on and generate draft picks, it'd be interesting to see what the picks are they get for a 31-year-old guy. He's guaranteed, I forget, $25, $26 million, or I think this year. They would still need, I mean, to be really honest, I thought that through. I almost gave him Will Johnson. I said, you know what? The most important thing for this team is keeping Tua upright. And they lost Laremy Tunsil to retirement. And by the way, Tua was a better quarterback when Tunsil was on the field. So they lose Tunsil. I don't like their offensive line. I haven't for the last few years. They've invested some draft capital, but it hasn't worked out the way they had hoped. I'm looking at, and this is probably higher than most people because I love this kid, but I'm looking at Gray Zabel, North Dakota State, who can play all five positions. They can line him up at tackle. They can kick him inside the guard or center. I think this kid is smart. I think he's intensely tough, and they need some of that on that offensive line. They need to kickstart that run game last year that really struggled. But most importantly, they got to keep Tua up and people off of him. I'm going Zabel.
Yeah, I mean, I think you were referring to Teron Armstead, the lineman.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm sorry.
No, all good. No, all good. So Zabel going to the Dolphins. That would be fascinating. Yeah. So then now you got the Colts at 14, and I know a lot of folks have been basically sharpieing Colston Loveland in there. Would you be the same? You put them there too?
Yeah, I think they were probably disappointed that Tyler Warren went at 10 to Chicago. I've got a grade on Loveland that's only slightly below.
Mm-hmm.
And I think some people are saying, what about interior offensive line? We lost Will Fries. We lost Ryan Kelly, both to Minnesota. But at this point, the quarterback situation is unsettled. You need a weapon, and that is your Michigan guy, Colston Loveland at 14. Really good hands. Big, long guy, can get down the field, run verticals. Very effective at all three levels, can beat man coverage, understands and knows where to fit in versus zone. And while he's not a people mover, he's effective enough as a blocker that you can line him up in a lot of different positions. You don't want to just sit him in a Y and tell him to block down on 300 pounders, but he can be an effective and efficient blocker.
The Atlanta Falcons sitting there at 15 do what, do you think, Mike?
I think they need an edge, you know, and
by the way,
you
know, I thought about it. What year is it, Mike?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, that sounds like we've heard that story before for the Falcons.
Yeah. I mean, I was tempted to give him Will Johnson to line up across from Terrell. But at the end of the day, Mike Green from Marshall has a similar grade, and they have a higher need there. So Mike Green, for me, quick, twitchy, tough kid, I'm going to give him to Atlanta, and they've needed that for a long time now.
So Will Johnson still sitting there now, halfway through the first round. Yeah. Is that Arizona's gain, or you think we still keep him on the board here, Mike?
I really like the pick I gave Arizona, and his name is not Will Johnson. I gave him Kelvin Banks from Texas, and to me, I love the fact that he can kick inside and play guard year one. And then don't forget that they've got a tackle out there, Jonah Williams, who is getting old, and he's last year of his contract. Kelvin Banks can start inside, kick outside the right tackle, which I think he can play either position at a high level. And I think he gives them what they need in that offensive line and for Kyler Murray.
Okay, Cincinnati sitting at 17 as we work through the middle of this draft, 9 days before it, with Mike Mayock here on the Rich Eisen Show. What do the Bengals do at 17?
Regardless of Trey Hendrickson, whether they sign him prior to the draft or not, I'm going James Pierce from the University of Tennessee. He'd fit in great with a rotation with Hendrickson. His upside is outstanding. He's long. He's one of the twitchiest players in this draft. He can push a pocket. He's stronger than people think, even though he will develop more power at the point of attack. I think he's a guy, there's been some rumors off the field stuff, but I think he's a guy to come in and perform at a high level year one for Cincinnati.
All right. Now Seattle's sitting at 18.
Yeah.
What are you?
10 picks. Five of the first 92, they could be an active team in this draft. They could be another team that could sit there at the end of one and come back up into it if there was somebody of interest. They've got two twos and two threes, and obviously they're ready to go. They've got Sam Darnold. They moved a couple primary people, Geno Smith and a high level wide out to get the extra two and three. So they're going to have a lot to say about the first 2 days in this draft. But if they stick and pick, I really like this pick also. It's Tyler Booker, the guard from Alabama. They got two high-level running backs, and they weren't able to run the football last year. This is the quintessential people mover. Big butt, big legs, drive blocker, good pass protector. I think he fits everything they need. And if Booker's sitting there at 18, they take him.
All right, so two more to go here in your 10 through 20 of the Mike Mayock draft here on the Rich Eisen Show. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers at 19 do what?
Yeah, I mean, Jamel Dean at corner can't stay healthy. Good corner, but he's hurt a lot. And they can't believe that Will Johnson fell into their lap.
I bet.
At number 19, Tampa Bay takes another Michigan guy, Will Johnson at corner.
So why do you think he drops to 19 again? Because, again, I mean, when he was, you know, healthy and crushing it for Team 144 and winning it all, I mean, we were talking about him as a top five, potentially, you know?
I've got – there are two things, and I keep hearing it around the league. And, you know, one is there's a little bit of a lack of speed, and that's okay, okay? I mean, he doesn't have to run 4.39, but the fact that he didn't run a 40 – bothers some teams. I had him as kind of a 4.55 guy on tape. I think most teams will be in that range, plus or minus 4.55. So he doesn't have elite speed. And I thought this year as a tackler, it was a below level performance. And his physicality worries me, lack of physicality, I should say. And even though he was healthy his first 2 years, this year he had three different injuries. I mean, it started with a shoulder, missed time. Then it was the turf toe, missed a lot of time. And finally, it was the hamstring. And he didn't work out at the combine. He came back and had a separate workout later and did a lot of drills, but no 40. So I think there are some teams that have some questions, mainly around the lack of physicality and the overall speed.
All right. And then lastly for us today, Denver at 20. What a fascinating pick this is going to be for a team that made the playoffs and Sean Payton's got his quarterback. And I'm just wondering, with all the potential extra weapons now on the board for next, they go ahead and get the Joker. We keep on always hearing that for him, for Sean Payton. He likes the matchup problem, nicknamed Joker type player. Does that player get selected here or no, Mike? What do you think?
Well, I'm not sure which Joker you have here, but I agree with your premise that you do everything you can to buttress the young quarterback. And in this case, I thought long and hard about Omarion Hampton.
Mm-hmm.
But at the end of the day, same thing. Felt like they signed some guys in free agency during the offseason and feel like they can get a quality young running back in the second round at number 51. They might get one of those Ohio State kids, both of whom I really like. So I've got him with wide receiver number two, Tet McMillan. And who knows what's going to happen with some of the contracts with their current wideouts. I think Sutton's runs out the end of this year or next year. This is a big body guy, plucks the ball with ease all over, big radius. Love his ability to separate with length and physicality. I think he fits in with what they do and how they do it. And it gives another weapon, as you said, to Bo Nix, the young quarterback.
I think that would be a cartwheel type moment for a lot of Denver Bronco fans. I couldn't help but notice again, now that we're through 20 picks of your Mike Mayock draft, that there's still no Shador. And again, not to peek at maybe what the next week's final 12 picks here or 13 picks. Would the Steelers go for him 21st overall if that happens two Thursdays from now, Mike?
First of all, we're not going to peek ahead to number 21. Okay. That's a typical Rich Eisen, low key.
Okay.
Just give me one of, hey, Mike, while we're talking about
just
it.
One more.
And I knew coming in that the first question would be about Shador. I just didn't know you were going to try to sneak Pittsburgh in on me. But yeah, you know what? I had a couple different scenarios as I worked through this mock. Where I tried to get some teams to move up to 19 or 20 ahead of Pittsburgh and make a move. And ultimately, like I had the Giants, and I went as far as having the Giants move from 34 to 20 for a third round pick and a swap of 5 and 6 round picks. So, I mean, I looked into it, I thought through the process, and at the end of the day, who needs a quarterback? You know, the Giants, Cleveland, maybe New Orleans at that point, Pittsburgh, who knows? I just don't think with one quarterback gone at this point in this mock draft, there is any immediate urgency to go up and get the second one, especially since I think a lot of teams around the league have similar grades for Jackson Dart and Shador Sanders.
What was the freight for moving up from 34 to 20, what would that freight be? Did you mention?
I had the Giants' third round pick, which was 65, and a 5-6 swap. In other words, Denver would get
what? Yeah, I know third round pick is a good one, but that doesn't sound terribly expensive to me. Even if Cleveland's interested in doing something like that from 33 to 20, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like that. You just got to find a partner willing to pop out of the first round and go to the top of round two, which is a tall order in and of itself. Mike, we'll chat next week. Thanks for the time, brother. You're the best.
Appreciate it, Rich. Thank you.
The one and only Mike Mayock right here on the Rich Eisen Show. Yeah, I mean, that's not expensive, right? Third rounder and a pick swap, 5 and 6, right?
Not bad at all.
Keep that in mind. That's very interesting information to have in our back pocket as we talk about movement 9 nights from now. Somebody coming with a pick from the 10th, for the second round, the second night, 10 nights from now, to make a splash 9 nights from now. Even the safest drivers still encounter unsafe conditions, so it's important they do it in a safe vehicle. And Hyundai's offer available class executive advanced safety features to help keep you protected against the many challenges the road throws your way. Basically, in a Hyundai, you can drive as safely as possible and enjoy your journey in confidence and style. When you change lanes, signal, check for traffic, and enjoy the added safety of Hyundai's available blind spot view monitor. Constantly scan for dangers and take advantage of Hyundai's standard forward collision avoidance assist to help prevent accidents by alerting you of imminent collisions and automatically applying the brakes. Stay alert at all times and be thankful that Hyundai's standard driver attention warning system monitors your attention levels and can bring your focus back on the road. Safety is all about making the right decisions on the road and when selecting a vehicle. Learn more at HyundaiUSA.com. Call 562-314-4603 for details. Let's talk O'Reilly Auto Parts, people. They're in the business of keeping your car on the road. O'Reilly Auto Parts offers friendly, helpful service and the parts knowledge you need for all your maintenance and repairs. They've got thousands of parts and accessories in stock, either in-store or online, so you never have to worry if you're in a jam. The team at O'Reilly Auto Parts can also test your battery for free, in or out of your car. If it needs to be replaced, they'll help you find just the right battery for your vehicle. Need your windshield wipers replaced, a brake light fixed, or a quick service? Well, they'll help you find the right part or point you to the nearest local repair shop for help. I know, because it's happened to me. The professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts are your one-stop shop for all things auto do-it-yourself, and you can find what you need in-store or online. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit us at O'ReillyAuto.com/Eisen. That's O'ReillyAuto.com/Eisen.
I believe you are a fantasy football player. Is that a true story, Jody Foster?
I am. I did not play last year because of the present administration. Mm-hmm. Was, you know, I had to be on the top of that. And you can't get all those alerts all at once. It was just too much for me.
Too many badges on your phone.
Yes,
too many alerts
exactly.
On your phone.
I had to choose. But, I don't know. I think this year I'm going to choose fantasy for sure.
Well, I mean, it's an escape though, right? I mean, when you say...
I would not call it a mistake. An escape. I would call it a hyper-focused art form.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Fantasy football is a hyper-focused art form.
If you're going to do it, you want to win.
Okay. Have you been so fortunate to win a fantasy league? Who are you in a fantasy league with?
A bunch of 16-year-olds. Yeah. You know, who else?
Like a random league?
Yeah. And I have to say, I do enjoy... None of them will trash talk with me because, you know, you can do that thing where you sort of type in, like, you're going down or...
Right.
And nobody will do that. They're just very polite.
16-year-olds being polite in a fantasy. So what's your team name? What was your fantasy team name?
I can't tell you.
Why
I'd
not?
I'd have to kill you if I told you. And plus, I don't even remember.
Okay, because I would love to know. I mean, because that's most of the fun that we thought.
That's most of the fun?
It kind of is.
Okay.
Yeah. So, but you finished in second.
I did come in second.
Do you recall who was on your team?
Well, I got seriously burned by Todd Gurley. It was his first, you know, season with the Rams. He disappointed me.
Yes.
Pretty severely. That was a bad year to be holding Todd Gurley the entire time.
Do you have a real football team that you love?
Yes.
Okay.
I love the Green Bay Packers.
How'd that come about, Jody?
Somebody gave me a cheese head and it was all over.
That's it?
Yeah, that's all it took.
Who was it? Was it De Niro? De Niro gave you a cheese head? Who gave you the cheese head?
No, I have a friend of mine who has like an inn with them. So it was not just a cheese head, but it was a cheese head everything. So
okay.
There was like a cheese mug and there was a cheese ring and there was a cheese headband. And,
okay, so you got into that.
The cheese like dog outfits.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever been to Lambeau Field? Have you ever been there?
I never have.
It's unbelievable.
That's what I've heard.
Because you're just in there, it's a Midwest town, and you're driving down a road, and there's a gas station, there's a Kmart. There is the cathedral of football where Lombardi used to play. And
I can dream. If I do well, you know, if I do pretty well in fantasy, maybe I'll have
Maybe
out
you
there.
Can. You can
I
do
did,
such
I thing. Had, you know, I've decided I discovered Devontae Adams. So, because I had him the whole year.
So
he's my guy. So I call him my man, Devonta.
Does he know that? He
doesn't know that. Maybe he'll know it now.
Okay.
Ah, yes, the great Jodie Foster when she appeared on this program and all the celebrity interviews, including the one we're going to do with Titus Welliver later on in hour number three. It's sitting there on our YouTube channel, youtube.com/Rich Eisen Show. Back here on the program, radio audience will rejoin us in just a few seconds here on the show. That's not a lot. Your third round pick is somebody that you're, you know, again, that could be one of the Ohio State running backs.
It's a starter.
It's a starter.
Yeah.
You're coughing up a 21, 22-year-old starter.
Mm-hmm.
But if you want to make a splash, pick it in the top five, and then you pick again in the 20s, it's not that expensive. It's not that expensive, and you're swapping fifth and sixth round picks. It really isn't. Something food for thought. I really want to keep an eye on that as we move along. Don't let the urge to sing along to that catchy tune distract you from that truck drifting towards your lane or the lane-splitting biker creeping up beside you, because guess what? Every Hyundai offers available class-exclusive advanced safety features that can alert you to potential dangers around you. And Hyundai has over 130 IIHS Top Safety Awards since 2006, because Hyundai's always working to ensure the road doesn't get you. IIHS Top Safety Awards include Top Safety Pick and Top Safety Pick Plus Awards to Hyundai vehicles from 2006 to 2025. There are certain things in the sports world, as we are aware, that friends of yours know would delight you or anger you once it crosses their field of vision. You know, for instance, today on my Instagram feed, what cropped up was an old Nike ad involving Rory McIlroy and Tiger Woods.
Oh, it's so good.
I immediately DM'd it to you, because did. Those are two of your favorites.
They are.
You hearted it back, and that was our exchange.
Yep.
That's just for instance. The number of people that alerted me on Monday to the fact that the Ohio State University's championship football team appearance at the White House featured the vice president of the United States, an Ohio State alum, joking that there was somebody with a Michigan hat on at the event and needed to be removed because that was a dangerous weapon. Certainly has been the last four Novembers, JD. That vice president took the trophy from Travion Henderson, normally very sure-handed, Travion Henderson. And the trophy broke in two. The number of people that sent me this video, I lost track. I lost track as it comes apart.
Oops.
And it goes down to the ground. Travion's got the top piece. The vice president fumbles the bottom piece. Let's try and put it back together. And Ryan Day, he noticed this, unlike the melee after the fourth consecutive Michigan win. And I guess the vice president, let's just plant that trophy right in the middle of the ceremony.
Rose guard.
Oh, it's just delicious.
Mm. You hate to see it.
You know what? That's a shame.
That's.
Because you know, guess what? Guess what? I guess we found out.
He's so confused.
I guess we found out.
It's two pieces.
That, well, if you are a championship team with two losses, your trophy comes in two pieces.
Hey.
That's a shame.
You know what I mean? I knew it because we've never seen a national champion with two losses before. So now we're learning as we go along, is basically what I'm saying. And I just hope for the good people in Columbus that the individual who broke the trophy wasn't part of tariffing some glue.
Hey.
Making it a little bit more expensive to put the trophy back together again. Oh, that made my Monday. Did it ever? Did it ever make my Monday?
How do you do that?
How do you do what? Break the trophy? I don't know. Is it the Is it the real one? I don't know if it's the real one.
If the NCAA is involved, you got no idea what's going on.
This guy. Is it the real one? Did he not take the real one? I don't know.
You mean that's a Fugazi trophy?
I don't know. Why would it break in two? Why would it just fall apart?
We need, what's his character?
Maybe it was, I don't know. Yeah. It's kind of like you just got to put it back together again.
Mm-hmm.
And place it on the shelf. Just know that, you know, it's very fragile. You got to treat it gently.
Kind of a bad design.
Again, like you can't, you get it. They're very, it's a very fragile situation.
Why meaning does it like, look photoshopped in that picture?
It's not.
No, I mean, they're all like laughing about it. And he's just like, because again, he's an Ohio State guy. What'd he say? Something along the lines of like, I didn't want to, you know, I had to break it because you don't want, well, somebody doesn't win it again, like he. Here we go. I didn't want anyone after Ohio State to get the trophy, so I decided to break it.
Oh, it's actually kind of funny.
Okay, Well, it's I kind of find it feeling it broken that Ohio State won after Michigan. You know what I mean?
I got you.
See what I mean? Kind of feel that way. But seriously, we just found out what happens when, you know, you lose to your rival for a fourth straight year and you back in and you don't win your conference championship. You know what? You're what did they finish? The third place? Yeah. And then, you know, obviously they put together four incredible games and they were the best in each and every one of them, clearly far and away. But, you know, somebody just has got to epoxy that thing a little bit better.
I mean,
you know?
How's it attached?
Oh, my God. That really was like, when it first, I mean, it just, number of people just kept, did you see this? Oh, I saw it.
You put it on a loop and just watched it over and over.
Yeah. Just fantastic. I guess the Marine Corps band was playing We Are the Champions as it happened, which is just outstanding. Can somebody set that to the Veep credits and send that to me?
Oh, gosh.
I would love that.
No. Well, wouldn't the curb thing be curse appropriate?
No. Actually, we don't need that. No, just send the end of the Michigan-Ohio State game from any of the last four Novembers.
Now he's gone too far.
NBA veteran Jim Jackson takes you on the court.
You get a chance to dig into my 14-year career in the NBA, but also get the input from the people that will be joining, Charles Barkley.
I'm excited to be on your podcast, man. It's an honor.
Spike Lee, entrepreneur, filmmaker, Academy Award winner.
Knicks fan.
So, now, you see, I got you. But also how sports brings life, passion, music, all of this together.
The Jim Jackson Show, part of the Rich Eisen Podcast Network. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.